John Fitch here, and I'm live. I'm completely live here for this pandemic panic. Can you feel it? I'm not sure how you catch the coronas, but I'm not playing any games, so I've got my breathing apparatus on. Can't figure out how to drink coffee with this on, though. It's a little annoying. Let's play some music. This is John Fitch. John Fitch knows nothing. I decided to do a one-off live stream, no interview. Maybe I'll share a link if people want to jump on and check it out. Right? A lot of the world's going nuts. Let's keep some sanity. Maybe or not, I don't care. Let's play some beautiful music before we die.
All right, we're not dead yet, but we may be. We may be dead soon. Yeah. So a lot of conflicting reports and attitudes and feelings on this. And this is the first time in a while that I haven't been able to like pick one narrative that is like the dominant narrative. Usually you can kind of see like the the political and the corporate mainstream type push for a narrative. This is the way it's supposed to be, and this is what's going on. And then usually you have your people on the left or on the right, and they've got their narratives that they are with also. But this shit is just fucking everywhere, right? It's everywhere. Like, yeah, there's people all over the stuff. There's government conspiracies. Like, this is how they're gonna put in the police state. This is what all the FEMA camps and Alex Jones's raving lunatic stuff was all about. It's come to this. I've got ammo though, so I think I'm all right. But yeah, like everything has led up to this. That's what a lot of the conspiracy theories are pointing at. So I thought I'd do a little stream since everybody's kind of at home and there's nothing going on. Take advantage of the situation and get some actual people's points of view and opinions on this shit, because like every time I hear of somebody who caught the coronavirus, they felt a little sick and a little off for about 4 days, and then that was it. You're good. So I don't see what the big deal is. And then like, oh, well, they don't want the spread of it because it puts people who are weak and sick and old in danger. And I'm like, okay, well, why aren't we just isolating and quarantining those people? Like the people who are most at risk. Kids aren't. They might pass it around or whatever. But I mean, wouldn't that be much more cost effective? Wouldn't that be an easier thing to implement instead of everybody stay inside, everybody, whatever, the economy going to shit because of it? How about we just like, okay, let's put extra added security and guards around the sick people at hospitals and old people at the old folks' homes. Self-quarantining if you're an old person, if you're taking care of old people, like take extra steps. Wouldn't that be much, much easier, safer route? I don't know. My favorite conspiracy theory that I've heard so far, though, is that this is all a way of Trump to limit mobility of the pedophiles, because he's going to bring down the cabal. He's bringing down the pedophile cabal. And that's why they started with Italy. That's why they started with isolating Italy and saying that Italy, no travel and stuff there. But I don't know. Maybe it's a bioweapon because China wants to kill us all, and they released it, and they've been having people cough on the packages and stuff that they're sending out. They're licking the Amazon products before they send them, ship them out. I don't know. What is it? What's the thing happening? What do you guys think? RC propaganda says the whole thing is fake. The panic is real. Yep. I can agree with that. See, that's a big problem though, right? Because all these jackasses who can't figure shit, like the hospital is becoming overwhelmed because of people getting checked for this disease or the sickness, whatever, the virus. I'm sorry, the virus, the coronavirus. You're a moron. If you go to the hospital to get tested for this, you're stupid. You're a stupid person. I'm telling you right now, you are stupid. I'm gonna go where the most sick people are, and I'm more likely to be in contact with this virus and get tested at the hospital. Stupid. Stop it. There are people already there who are sick. People already there who are getting worked on. Like, there's no cure yet. They're not gonna help you. You're gonna go to the hospital, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, and guess what? You got it. Ooh, now what? Go home and lay down. Drink some water." Hey, dumb fuck. How about you just sit down and drink some water at home and you don't go to the hospital at all? Maybe you don't put other people at risk. Maybe wait until something actually bad starts to happen rather than the sniffles. I don't know. Am I an asshole because I'm a healthy person? And isn't this something we've been telling all the unhealthy people for a long time? Fucking lift some weights, jog a little bit, get your food squared away. It's like the number one rule when you're working with somebody trying to get their life turned around, somebody who's got depression or self-confidence issues, insecurity issues. The first thing, number one on the list, lift some fucking weights. You don't want a pandemic. You don't want a coronavirus. Squat, bitch. Squats for thoughts and killing the coronavirus. I have a feeling people that are not fazed by the coronavirus have high testosterone. Just a guess. But anybody else got some good conspiracy theories? Man, got a good number of people popping on. Tony Bruno, what's up, bro? Thanks. Little Yuki action. Ukulele. That's how you're supposed to pronounce it, ukulele. Corona don't control me. That's right. My what if the police state starts kicking in doors and collecting guns and shit under the guise of quarantine, right? Oh, we heard this guy was coughing a lot. He's coughing excessively. We should go into his house, shoot off some tear gas. It's not really tear gas. It's a chemical that fights the virus gas. They come in and steal your guns. I'm also not that worried because I've spent years of my life since I was 9 on wrestling mats. And you can't tell me that the wrestling mats are like the Black Plague. You know, you're like lying in the pool of the Black Plague. Daily. RC propaganda says not worried about the virus. I'm worried about the government. Yep, government is concerning. My bigger concern is people, because people are stupid. People are stupid. Idiocracy is coming past, and we're in idiocracy 3 by this point. Yeah. King Hap, what's up, buddy? Pharma company out of Canada says they have the cure. Yeah, I saw that. They'd isolated the novel coronavirus, whatever part. So it's a matter of weeks. So it's not again, this, like, from all logical standpoints, this is not a big deal. This is not a big deal. Unless you are a extremely sick and weak person or old, like, this is not a threat. So, like, let's take care of those people who are at risk of this. Like, the virus didn't even like children. My kids aren't a big threat with this. So the reaction does not match the threat. And that's worrying, because people are stupid and they're going to keep this because they don't understand. Like, they're freaked out. I don't know if the media is freaking them out on purpose why they're freaking them out. Are they up to something, or are they just, they're just trying to get clicks? They're just trying to get people to watch. They're so accustomed to making money and profiting off of outrage porn that they're just running with this. They don't see the damage they're doing. And that's scary as hell too, is that you don't know what to think. You don't know where to turn. You definitely don't trust the news media. So like, we're in the middle of like a worldwide pandemic and nobody trusts any of the sources that we're supposed to trust. I would have to think that this is going to bring about at least some sorts of changes. I hope it's not the police state, you know, because they're talking about this could end April 3rd, or it could remain in effect. Quarantine could remain in effect for 6 to 9 months. 6 to 9 months. I heard in Italy that if you don't have a permission or a reason to be outside of your home, you're not allowed to be outside. That sounds a lot like a curfew to me. It sounds like a totalitarian government telling people they're not allowed outside. I don't know what to think, man. RC Propaganda says, well, how come I have to give up my whole life for the people who have lived a whole life already? Just a question. No, I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, we don't want to see anybody die or whatever, but like at the same time, like I was saying, like it's affecting unhealthy people and old people. And those old people are probably unhealthy. They're probably already sick and they have sicknesses that they had developed over years of abusing their bodies. This is why I'm not big on fucking free healthcare. I don't want taxpayer paid healthcare. Fuck you. Like, some people don't deserve it. It's not a human right. If you abuse your body so badly that you have to have chemicals and drugs to live. And I'm not talking about the outlying people who have like rare diseases. Like, of course, yeah, you're an outlier. Outliers are outliers. But like your average person who's getting sick and having issues and health issues is because they live a sedentary lifestyle. They don't lift weights. They're definitely not jacked. They're frail. They're weak. They're I don't know, man. They're low-hanging fruit for death to come and swoop them up. If you're not fighting to live every day, you've already accepted death, man. Lee the Flea says, have you ever read The Stand by Stephen King? And if so, would you agree that now is the perfect time for a remake of the miniseries? Oh, well, it'd be interesting, but everything they make kind of sucks right now because of all the PC bullshit. So I don't know if it'd be good. Yeah, I watched the movie. I didn't read the book. I watched the series in the day. It was good back then. It was okay. But yeah. JD Strain 84 says, New World Order is the end game for this. Yeah, I think that makes sense because you shut down all the governments. You make the money worthless. You make the jobs worthless. Everybody's poor except for the extremely fucking rich. And you install martial law. And people cheer you on for it because, oh, we're fighting the pandemic. We gotta save everybody. But you're not saving shit. You're just making things worse. Going to freaking Costco. There's no food or whatever around. Like, what are you doing? What do you think's gonna happen? It's not wiping everybody. It's not like, the swine flu was a much, much higher death toll. Like you were way more likely to die of that. China is already, it seems, has it under control, although we can't really trust their numbers. They're probably lying. But for hell, this I'm mad because my Bitcoin, I lost half my Bitcoin because of my mother grabbing price drop. That's my safety net in case I can't figure out how to make money by this summer because I don't want to sell the house already. Oh, man. Sis RC. Oh, yeah. Trump stuff is definitely not true. He's not going to save crap. Q is fake. Yeah, I'm not a Q person. I don't care about it. I don't think it's a real thing. It's silly. But it's interesting. Interesting point, because Italy and the Vatican, right? The Vatican's in Italy. And that's part of the conspiracy theories, is that, the Vatican is like the hub of all the child trafficking and molestation all over the world. And that's why they got to shut down Italy first, so they can go in and arrest the pedos, which I don't know. I think they should just shoot them. But yeah, I'm going to get a strike for saying that. Jet Face says it's definitely a bioweapon. Ooh, and they already have a cure for all the rich people, right? All the Bernie Sanderses, people with multiple homes, those guys. The Canon MMA says, I don't think it's the virus we need to worry about. I think it will be the riots and looters. That's the truth. And this is my thing. I was talking today about this. I shot a podcast with Chris Tinkle earlier today, Fitch and Tinkle Smash Everything. But he was talking about how, people are just going to go to the stores and steal TVs and whatever. And I was like, I don't think that's going to happen, because you're going to see heightened security and police forces around the corporate entities. Like those things are going to be safe. The banks, the stores, the Best Buy, and those places, like they have security cameras. They're going to have guards posted out around the homes. I think people, like, if you get swarms of gangs together, 4 to 10 people, they just start smashing in places, rob the house, scare everybody in the house, especially if there's like old people or alone, people are alone, people robbing their neighbors and shit. That seems like a possible outcome. I don't think they're going to go after the stores. Maybe they will en masse, but I don't know, man. It's a little scary, and it shouldn't be. It's a sickness, but people are stupid, man. Overreacting. Completely overreacting. The Canon MMA says, look what happened to Rodney King. Yeah, that's true. But I guess when a mass group of people start going, they can't get at everybody. But I don't know. My theory is that they'd have more police forces available. They'd have more people around and available because less normal people are out. Like less your normal person is out there. They're at home. They're trying to stay safe and condensed in a little spot. But I don't know, man. Maybe I'm wrong. Nicole, the 916, says, don't believe anything China says. Propaganda. Yep, that's pretty damn true. What if they pass some kind of crazy Orwellian internet law where it's like China, we can't get shit on the outside because they're, we're protecting you from misinformation about the coronavirus. We don't want you to get confused with, influencers and people online telling you the wrong shit. So we're going to censor the internet now. Holy moly. Oh, Tony says fear porn. It is fear porn. But the problem is with this fear porn, then everybody watching it starts joining in on the porn. Right? It's like everybody starts, shit. And they start buying stuff and they get scared and everybody else gets scared. They tell people scary stories and they share scary stories. And I don't know, man. I think smart people just do the smart things and keep your dumb friends outside. RC says avoid hospitals whenever you can. Yep, I agree with that, man. This last resort is the hospital. BDM McCray says CM lost his aunt. I think it's Conor McGregor. Hopefully he didn't violently rape her first. Allegedly. Jet Face says it's made to cripple our economy and compromise Trump before the election. That was another conspiracy theory I had heard, and I do not disagree with it. It's very plausible that it's very plausible that the the Democrats or the not even Democrats. It's the, you know, the deep state, so to speak. Deep state. I'll do the air quote. Deep state air quotes. But whoever that ruling class is, they can't. They couldn't beat Trump with Russia. They couldn't get him with, you know, the Ukraine shit. They couldn't impeach him. They have zero. They have zero candidates to beat him. They could have maybe made a run for it with Bernie, but like they don't like Bernie either. He's way too far left. They want something more in the middle, something easier to control. And you know, Biden's losing it. They're like, we're sunk. We can't win this election. Let's pull out the big guns and release the bioweapon. Or maybe they just purposefully drag their feet on responses or doing anything. Or it's they're cranking up just the fear rhetoric, you know, with the press. That's probably the most likely thing. They're just like, yeah, just run with it. Scare the shit out of people. Keep them at home. Damage the economy. We can set in martial law and maybe get Trump out of there. What if Trump catches it and dies, like, before the election? I smell foul play. Leave the flu, yeah. For real, that's my ass off. Everyone goes to the hospital in the zombie movies to, yay, the place where they're statistically guaranteed to be zombies. Nick Golan, Nico in the 916. I said that wrong. I hope everything gets better too. I hope Bitcoin gets back up to 20, goes up to 20,000 in a week. That would be great. Yeah, let's do it. Everybody buy Bitcoin. PRC, I've been working out, eating well. I feel better than ever, minus the virus BS. I am great. Uphill sprints working for me. Awesome, dude. Baby Yoda says, hey, I have some Clorox wipes on sale tonight. Also buy within an hour and get 3 sheets of toilet paper. Woo, what a deal. I like it. Gotta hustle, man. Gotta hustle. Just because the apocalypse is coming doesn't mean you can't make a dime. Oh, guess it wasn't a hoax after all. What wasn't a hoax? The thing with hoaxes is if it works, you could find out later that it was a hoax and all made up and bullshit, but like the damage is done. Like, transvestite tells you she's a girl, and you hook up, and you're like, oh, well, you got hoaxed. Like, oh, it was a hoax after all. Guiding light. It's a diversion tactic for economic collapse that was much needed. Whether China designed it or not, this was going to happen one way or the other. That is also kind of true. Like, back before the 2016 election cycle, like I remember mid to the end of Obama's reign, that, you know, a lot of people were talking that the economy was eventually, it was going to crash. Like it was going to plummet. You know, that was a big thing that people were talking about. The economy's going to crash. Put your money in cash. Don't put money in the economy. And then the economy got really good under Trump, whether it was artificially inflated or what. There was increased confidence in spending, and people were just throwing money out and spending money like crazy. And that's very well a correction that may have just been waiting to happen anyways, and it just got triggered by this little thing. It's very, very possible. So, anyone else? Only 10 here. No. Well, there's people from Periscope also. So I got 22 watching live. Actually, we had as many as 31 at one point. Nico says Dean Koontz mentioned Wuhan 400 in a book from 1984. Oh man, connect the dots, people. Somebody's pulling strings. The Canon MMA says if the blue hats come get guns, they may get more than they bargain for. as we have a ton of guns. That's very true. That's one. Why do you think that gun control has been such a big issue lately? They want to take our guns. 100%. I don't trust these people at all. This all could be coincidental. Everything's a coincidence. All these things are happening separate of each other. But I'd rather fail on the side of safety. Ain't happening. Ain't taking my gun. Allegedly they've all been lost in a boating accident anyways. RC says that's what scares me. I'm afraid they would do stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past our government and those people with power to stay in power. This could be something they showed a video of Bill Gates talking about how pandemics, we were ill prepared for pandemics regardless. Like, fuck nuclear war, that's nothing compared to the risk of a pandemic. We have zero protocols in place to help in case of that. He was talking about that a while ago, and it's scary as fuck because that dude is involved in a lot with depopulation. Like, he's working hard on getting third world countries and nations to not have as many babies. They want less people in the world. I think that too many people in the world creates a situation where it's too easy and it's possible for people to gain a ton of wealth and like go from, you know, average Joe dude to like 100 billionaire. Like, when you have this many people on planet Earth, it's harder to control, and you can't control the wealth growth. Remember, like, before the United States, like, you lived where you were born. There was no upward mobility. If you were a serf, you were a serf. Like, you didn't get to become king because you worked hard and did all the things right. Nope. You're that. You're farmer. That's it. Like, hell, they gave you a name. They gave you the name of your job, your family's job, blacksmith, like chef or cooksy, baker. Pirate says, why did the USA refuse to take the test that was recommended by the World Health Organization? What test? You mean test plural, like a bunch of tests? I don't know. Tests don't do shit anyways. What's the point of a test? Like, I think that's stupid. Like, okay, you feel sick, stay home. Unless you're like one of the high risk people, like, just stay the fuck home because you don't feel good. You get the sniffles, you got a cough, stay the fuck home. You don't need a test to tell you you're sick. There's no cure. You just have to let it cycle through your system. So don't go to the hospital to get tested. Unless somebody comes to your house, your home in a fucking bubble suit, what the fuck are you doing? It's so silly. Corey, what's up, man? Help, I've run out of Lubriderm. That's a problem. I wonder if condoms and KY and Astro Glider like sold out at the you gotta stock up on the right things if you're gonna be quarantined. Oh man. Thor's hammer's gonna develop. That one doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Lee the Flea says, do you think if Obama was still president during this, people would be wishing for him to catch the virus the way they're publicly, blatantly hoping Trump gets it? It's kind of disgusting. Yeah, these people, they've surpassed any whatever. They're the scum of the earth. These people are terrible. They're children, and they act and behave as children. Yes, I fully encourage your tinfoil hats to be put on throughout all of these episodes. The thing about conspiracy theories is that sometimes they're true. Ash Can says a daily dose of vitamin C and D3 helps in preventing respiratory illnesses like the novel coronavirus. It's a good thing to notice or take a note of, guys. Vitamin C and D3, I take both of those regularly. If you go to my website, johnfish.net, and check out the ending neck pain through supplementation blog I wrote, part of my supplementation that helps alleviate the neck pain that I have is that vitamin C and vitamin D3. I'm also, if you know any hot chicks, I'm also a licensed vitamin D provider. Hot beef injections. Oh, man. Corey says, it's for the markets. Pensions have been stolen. Social Security is dried up. The dollar is going to collapse. This is the straw by which to drive the fear. Yeah, it gives them an easy out. That's also one of the theories, conspiracy theories I've heard of, is that this is just another move by the whatever the ruling class to extract wealth from everybody else. Just like with the financial crisis back 2008, that's what that was. It was a wealth transfer. They extorted a shitload of money from average people, crippling a lot of average people, killing the middle class. And they all benefited and profited off of it. Like Obama gave him a bailout, gave him all a big fat check for it. Oh, Bobby 46, you're a douchebag. Yeah, RC Propaganda says, I definitely don't want people to die, but why should I have to pay for people that at their end when I'm just starting my life? I worked so hard to have so little, then this happens. You're not wrong. I don't know. It's a problem that we've had. We have like too much empathy almost. It's hard to say, but it's you can't save everyone and everything. It's impossible. You can't have all the lions live and eat and all the gazelle live and eat also. Like, it's a part of life. Everybody's gonna die. I'm gonna die. You're gonna die. No matter what we do, no matter how well we play the game or how successful or how awful we play it or live it, like, we die at the end. Everybody does. How it happens, contagious virus, car accident, old age, it's gonna happen. So, I don't know. I don't know. There's a big, big push to like just ignore reality and not accept reality. So we're going to shut everything down and pretend that, sick, weak people, old people that don't have much chance. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. God wants man. They want us indoors so that we don't see the aliens coming to take away all the gold. That could be it. The lizard people are walking the streets. It's raining in San Jose right now. It's probably because the lizard, they did the weather storm control, right? Because they control the weather. They seeded the clouds. And the lizard people, they're out walking the streets right now. Everybody else, they're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, drinking green beer, their green skin, forked tongues. Bastards. Conks on it. Yep. Guiding light. They know keeping us indoors will prevent backlash in the streets, like in the Hong Kong rebellion. Yeah. That's one of the things too, is somebody had a meme up. There's riots in Iran. You have the stuff still going on in France, the yellow jackets, they're still running around protesting. Hong Kong is protesting. So this is a distraction too, to keep those people from protesting. There's a quarantine. You have to stay inside. I mean, even Italy, wasn't Italy like getting like tumultuous with people upset with the government and being mad? I don't know, man. I just feel like it's too easy of a way to, I don't know. I don't know. Easy way to implement martial law. Yeah, Nico, crash the markets and create a one world currency. Bitcoin. No, hopefully not. Hopefully, if it is, hopefully it shoots up in price a whole bunch. But yeah, I mean, it's a little bit silly. One world currency. We already have one world currency. the US dollar. Everywhere you go, it takes the US dollar. We have a one world currency. It's US dollar. And the US can just keep printing it however they want to. We already have world currency. I mean, the yen, is the yen going to take over? They're the next most powerful. I think China was trying to make a play to become the big currency, but I don't think it's going to happen. Conk, my guess is all of the old money and old power players are about to die, and that's why they're freaking out and encouraging the media to freak out too. No, I think that's possible. Yeah, they put their foot on the gas pedal as far as the media freaking out and overblowing things. I think it's a perfect storm. I think it's a bunch of things all at once. I mean, the people who run the press and the corporations run the press, they don't give a shit. They're rich as fuck. They're in a big bubble somewhere with all the best testing kits and cures and everything. Like, Tom Hanks will get the first needle of cure, you know? Like, they don't have anything to worry about, really. And it doesn't even seem like the sickness is that bad anyways, if you're not already dying. RC says only problem with NWO stuff is like they need us to produce. How will the rich be able to live once they run low on money? So that's the thing, is part of the conspiracy is that they want to cut the world population down from 7 billion to closer to like a billion or something like that, or 500 million something, so that the people are easier to regulate, because there's not that many super rich people. There's way more poor and middle class people than there are super rich. Like, you know, people who are in the 100 billionaire range, like there's probably not 100 of them, right? People who are in the billionaire range, how many billionaires are there in the world? Not that many. They probably all fit on one airplane. So yeah, I think that's the thing. You don't need that much production for that small of numbers. RC propaganda says I had 60 in Bitcoin. Well, it never goes up much. How much? I mean, $60, or you had 60 Bitcoin? Because that would be going up and down like crazy. I started buying my Bitcoin at 200 and 600. Yeah, $200, $600 range is where I got all my Bitcoin. Gold is the hedge. I mean, traditional thinking is, yeah, like long-term gold is the way to go. But like currently we have no real resource in that kind of gold transaction. There's no real easy way to like spend gold. You're not going to go to the market and be like, I want some bread. Here's an ounce of gold. Like, I don't know if that's going to happen or if I see that happening. So like, and then where are you putting your store gold? Are you hoarding it and collecting it and holding it yourself? Like, that's an added security risk. Now roving gangs are going to potentially come through and steal your gold. I don't know, man. Vegan police is selling toilet paper for $59. Nice. RC says the Q people want it to be true so bad they look for any little thing. Yeah, they do. It's the recognizing patterns. It's a human. There's a word for it. Like, recognizing patterns not there. It's a survival trait, because if you start to see certain types of patterns, like when patterns break, it could be a predator or whatever. That type of thing. Or if you see patterns, it could lead to, you know, finding food and sustenance. Nico says the banks will lose and they want in. Call it Fed coin coming soon. Yeah, it's possible. It's easy. It'd be easier to tax. I mean, I mind that. I'd rather have a coin that we could all trace and view. It'd be easier in taxes. I'm tired of fucking going through my tax shit. I spent a whole day. I'm not even done. I'm gonna spend most of the day tomorrow figuring that shit out. It's like somebody sticks a gun in your face and is like, give me this percentage of your money. It's like, fuck, man. RC, makes no sense. Create all these problems to bring down pedos. Yeah, it's kind of an elaborate thing. Unless they're like super powerful. I don't know. I don't know nothing. Vegan Police says the virus feeds off of iron hem. All you need to do is eat vegetables and you'll be fine. RC says, I hear eating lots of meat cures corona. It definitely gets your eating meat and squatting, gets your testosterone levels up so that you can handle sicknesses and stress much better. If you have good T levels, that's the key of manliness. Speaking of manliness, I'm working on putting some kind of course together. Mastering Masculinity course to teach guys how to be good at being a man. Yeah. Teach you good at being a man, not a good man. Teach you good at being a man. It's something people just don't learn. Boxing says big companies like Walmart are really happy for this and they will want more people to panic. You know, I mean, yeah, but if they don't come back, well, I don't know. Yeah. They can just have a pandemic panic every once in a while, get prices up. Vegan Police, who uses Periscope anymore? Well, I'm using it right now currently, and I see a lot of people who I follow on Twitter use it a lot, so I just use it. Lee the Flea says, who do you got winning, Lima versus Musasi? I think it plays out like Rory versus Musasi, LOL. I think very similar. I don't think Lima has the power or has the wrestling ability to stop Musashi from being able to outgrapple him. And I think Musashi has more power on his feet. Musashi's fought at 185 and 205 for most of his career. I think he's got too much horsepower for Lima. Just do. That's what I think. Nico, protect your family and your property. Absolutely. Lost my place. Reading the comments on the screen over here, and I don't know where they went. There we go. I'm a Borg. What's up? You're checking out the Bitcoin news. Stop by. All right, man. Hi. What do you have to tell us about Bitcoin? Vegan Police says the virus was made to target mass population. Having a virus that targets hem iron will cycle through the majority of the population quickly. Ashcan, the coronavirus is like the flu, except it leads to pneumonia. The pneumonia is what kills people. The infected need ventilators to help them breathe or they die. Organs fail when deprived of oxygen. You're correct. And part of me says, you know, part of the working out things, like if you don't have a good cardiovascular system in the first place, you're at a much higher risk. So if you don't do cardio, if you don't lift weights, if you're not exercising, if you live a sedentary lifestyle and you eat shit, yeah, guess what? Destroying, like treating your body like a piece of shit is putting you at risk of death. Go figure. I never would have thought. Really? Give me another hot pocket. Come on. Austin Alien H1N1 was way worse. And SARS, they did SARS Fest. Yeah, so like we've been through these pandemics before. They weren't as contagious, but they were more dangerous. Even Ebola is much more effective in killing people, but like we didn't have the same issue. Austin also says, I think they don't shut down entire countries unless lots of people are dying. Therefore, this is more of an attempt to crash the economy. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it was a logical step for any of these people to do. Could have shut the borders pretty quickly. Could have cut off all the fucking stuff coming in from China pretty quickly. But I don't know. Mborg says, first the TP vanished, then hand sanitizers. Now the beer is gone. Oh, only thing stocked and untouched was Corona and Modelo. If that beer goes on sale, I will mass buy it for my Fridays. Yeah. I was thinking about having a coronavirus party with you guys live stream, and I may still have one. And we'll get a case of beer and we'll just live stream and finish the case of beer. I don't even drink beer anymore. It's not good for your T levels. It's not good for testosterone. And I definitely don't care for Corona beer. Austin Allen says, I don't think it matters who wins because they are all members of the same shadow government, regardless of sides. That's the thing is I disagree. I think Trump was outside because he's not controlled by a puppet. He's a billionaire, but he's not on the level of the billionaires in control. And I think he's the outsider who they don't like. And he could be a bad businessman or rip people off or all this other stuff. That could be true too. But I think he's outside of their clique. So you've got, you know, whatever your opinions are of Trump and his presidency. I think he's an outsider, and that's why they really are coming after him. He's helping himself and his people out, but like he's not helping out the main groups once. He's not a globalist, I don't think. He's a profiteer. Jason Burmis in the house. What am I missing about the epidemic here, buddy? I'm obviously all over it. Yeah, Burmis needs to hear more. He goes, Jason Burmis says, New York City will be the first to be quarantined first, the first whole city to be quarantined. I mean, they're taking gradual steps towards it. They do this event and then that event and then the schools. Like, they get people used to it. Boxing MMA says, I had swine flu and that was crazy because I was really fit and still got it. But people shouldn't panic. It's good point. See, we have a swine flu survivor in the stream, and that was way worse than this thing. Jason Burma says, this is unfortunately dead serious, Fitch. Remember when I told you I wasn't going to Bellator and schools were closing? Yeah, schools have been closing now. And serious is like, I agree that it's serious. I don't think the sickness is serious. I don't think the virus is serious, but I think the reaction is what's very serious. Oh, yeah. Nate Sweb says, also, anyone noticed the oil market collapse last week? Great timing. Yes, oil did collapse last week. Everything collapsed last week. Something's up. It seems too fishy that this mild illness is crashing everything, unless it's just people being stupid, like human error, people being morons. Jason Burma says, who cares about the virus? I have tents a mile away at Fox Hospital and the National Guard on the way. Yeah, that's, you have FEMA coming through. I'm more scared of FEMA than I am of some virus. I'm a boy. He says, I got super lucky with Bitcoin, was invested with only 500 when it hit 3780, bought 500 more, then it recovers and made profit. But I'm not sure if there will be a double dip. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen right now, man. I'm hoping that it gets back up close to 10. But this is scary, dude. I'm not happy about it. Jason Burma says, this is a slow rollout, 1929 meets 9/11, a transformative global event. Yeah, because they could lock things down and be like, oh, we're doing excessive screening tests. You got to take a blood test before you fly to this country. You got to give up your DNA, fucking pass, retinal scans, anal probes. Holy fuck, man, this could be bad. Just don't let them take your guns, guys. Austin says only 100 people in Canada caught it. We had more than that with H1N1 by far, and they didn't care in the slightest. Yeah, so like something's up, man. I don't trust the fucking government right now. And there's a lot of idiots that just fucking are going to lose it, and that's the real problem. Jason Berman says, sorry, RC, I'm not wrong. Think about how many things happened, I said, would since Monday. Jason Berman says, rewatch Mixed Martial Mindset. Yeah, we had a show on Monday, talked about the stuff, and Jason did predict a lot of stuff was happening. And like, I saw this possibly happening, but I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe people were that stupid, because it seems logically like the sickness isn't a big deal, but all the other shit around it is the big deal. That's the problem. Don't worry about the actual coronavirus. Worry about what the government's doing about it. Worry about what's happening to the economy. Worry about these quarantines and no travels and no flies and that shit. That's way more worrisome. Jason Berman says, trust me, man, stock up. New York, Cali, Washington, Florida will be first. 6 month supply for those states, bare minimum. 6 month supply of what? Of food and clothes and shit? Jesus Christ. Yeah, man, I need to get some seeds. Go to Home Depot and get some seeds. Start growing some shit. I got rice. Luckily, I got a big ass bag of rice. But like, I need to get some chickens. Find me some illegal contraband chickens put in the backyard or something. Yeah, this might be not a bad idea. We got them damn cats in the neighborhood. I might just eat the cats. Push comes to shove. There's a lot of squirrels and cats in the neighborhood. Push comes to shove, man. Leezy says, how can you expect anyone to straight up buy 6 months worth of food all at once? Well, you can buy survival pack kits that have like the add water stuff. That's something you can do. But I don't know, man. If you can buy rice, if you can get eggs, it's a good thing. Yeah, I'm a Borg. It's a good point there, Jason. Not easy in Cali as store shelves are already bare. Kind of hard to stock up now. Yeah. Like I went into Costco on Friday and it was just packed and I didn't really get that much stuff. There's only some steaks and some other stuff. I didn't want to spend a shitload of money on steaks that I had to freeze or whatever. Leezy says, that's the exact opposite of what people should be doing. Get 4 to 6 weeks of food. That's plenty. And you're leaving plenty for other families. Telling people to buy 6 months of food now is not good. It's true. You steal from other people. But, I mean, first come, first serve, right? Survival of the fittest. Shit hits the fan. Like, not everybody, if shit hits the fan for real, not everybody can be saved. That's what we're looking at. You're going to starve your family because the neighbor didn't prepare. I don't know. I don't know what the moral call is on that. Does everybody die together or do the people who are available or able to survive? Jason Berman says, please, everyone, I never talk like this. This is an event that will change the globe forever. It is not the virus that I fear. It is the reaction And then the solutions. That's true. The solutions are what we need to fear. Leezy says, Jason, you've been acting very not like yourself. I understand, and I'm still a huge fan, but please be wary of what you're suggesting to people. I don't think he's wrong. He's not suggesting that the sickness is a problem, but like we know our government is a problem. We know all governments are a problem. They will enslave a people. They will do it. They don't have a problem with it. We've only had like 200 years of freedom in this country. Like it'd be returning to the global norm that there's a ruling class that controls everybody else. That's the way it's been for a very long time. I'm a Borg. I went last night to buy beer, and the amount of panic in the stores are crazy. I just wanted beer. I had to go five places because my beer Coors Light was all sold out. Oh, man. That's terrible. Unicorn Cupcake says, I was arguing last night that maybe old people should go. They are a major drain on finances, families, and emotion. Sorry, but I have a stone for a heart. I mean, rational thought is rational thought. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I haven't thought it. Like, what if all the sick, weak people and old people die off? It's sad. But, like, it's not easy to take care of sick and weak people. I mean, everybody's going to die at some point. Jason Burmes, medical martial law is already in effect in New Rochelle, New York, Kentucky, etc. John, if you want possibilities on currency, it could be a globalist crypto as a new game. Went into it today. Yeah, it's a possibility. They're like, oh, everything's damaged. Everything's broke. We have to put everything on. Everything's in a police state, a medical police state, medical martial law. And here's the new currency. Oh, man. The Fed dumped $1.5 trillion into the market this week. Yeah, they're trying to keep it afloat. It's probably going to get worse. And Borg says, has there been a currency reset ever in the history of the world? Probably when I'm in all the U.S. Great Depression, did that help? I mean, we haven't had a currency reset because it was tied to gold up until the 70s. I think that's why it would reset, is because we just started printing money. Just print it, print it, print it. Compass, Ohio. Do you think this is blown out of proportion, I wonder? Yes, way out of proportion, but it's going to have major effects. Like people overreacting, the government, what the government does to appease people's fears and whatever the shit, that's the problem. That's the real problem, not the sickness. It's not coronavirus isn't the problem. It's how the governments react to it. Marcus Thompson, do you really think this is the end of times? No, I don't think it's the end of times, but I do think that governments could use this and leverage this into a position of more control. Just like after 9/11, they passed all these laws and spying on people and making it legal to look through all your shit. Like this will be similar. I think they'll use this to pass sweeping legislation to take away more of our rights and be more up our ass. Austin Allen says, I'm not going to stop having kids. I don't want to either. I want to have kids until I die. If I'm 90 and I have a newborn, that sounds like a fucking great life. Bobby says, you look like you're in a bunker hiding. In a way, my lab here, my laboratory, Fitch's lab, it is my little, it's my little bunker. In the garage, I feel safe. No one cares about my ways, right? In the right, I belong. Weezer, man. Marcus says, why are supermarkets still open? They're trying to make money. They're trying to make money, and they're going to cash in on people panicking. Unicorn says, in certain countries, they reset currency. I'm a bug. Marcus says we can thank China for this. I think we can thank our news media for this also, because this is not a big deal. This is not a big sickness. We could just have protected and kept the sick and weak and old safe and kept them quarantined and prepared. And the news media didn't have to do this shit. This was not good. Jason Berman says food, alcohol, and weed, where it is legal, all won't be contraband, will be much more valued for barter material during this stretch. Yeah, then, alcohol, weed, if you can grow mushrooms, that type of stuff, it will be much more valuable to people than Bitcoin or gold. Austin says, I'm happier off weed. I think it was a distraction that cost money and likely lowered hormones like dopamine and serotonin. I mean, if you feel better without it, it's possible. But I think, man, if you can stay on your shit and get your shit done, I don't think there's a problem with it. I haven't had any health issues with it. And I enjoy my cannabis. Matt W says, nature doesn't care about your vegan diet. It doesn't care about your period. It doesn't. Let's see. We got a lot of dudes. A lot of comments. All right, Jason says, I got Kitty Pride and Nightcrawler, two waiting there for me. Yes, I do. Bottom of line, 6 months of food. Those states will be locked down for sure, not a drill. You will be in your home. Look at Italy. Yeah, man, it's very possible that we're going to be in our homes for a while, and it's so stupid. So stupid. I'm still going to do my seminar though next Sunday. I'm still doing it. I'm having a self-defense seminar. I'm doing it. I think I'm going to give away a free Corona to everybody that comes in. Free t-shirt and a free Corona. Because even if you're coughing, you need to know how to defend yourself. RC says, I agree. Austin, Alan, I've been off too. I do like it though. Mostly a money problem, not the weed. Yeah, I started growing it back in the day when I was having a lot of neck issues and smoking a lot because of the neck issues. I just started growing it because it was too much of a cost. And it's fun to grow. I don't have any indoor lights or anything like that now, but I have, you know, a little garden. I plan on putting some plants in. I need to get up to date on when the good planting time is, because I put one in there and the lighting was all messed up as far as the seasonal lighting, and it started to bud, but then the days got longer. So now it's like, what the hell am I? I have a trans weed plant. Marcus Thompson says, I am in California, and the Mexican store and company that now allows their employees to work 7 days a week and minimum 12 hours. What the fuck? This is USA or China? Yeah, it's crazy. My friend, was interviewing for a job, and they asked if she had to be okay with working 6 days a week. She's like, no, you realize that's illegal, right? And she's like, okay, thanks for your time. Click, and hung up real fast on her. Marcus Thompson says, New York and California are the number ones in target to a sudden unexpected lockdown. Yeah, we're not in a good place. Boxing MMA says, our leader in Ireland said, I don't panic, a few days ago, and people went mental because they know he talks shit. Austin says, I had smoked weed for years, but I got diagnosed as schizo, and they say that is bad for it. So I quit and I feel way better. Could be because of that and not just the hormone thing. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Yeah. If you have a family history of schizophrenia, it is a very bad idea to smoke marijuana. That is one of the no-nos. So if you guys have that in your family history, just stay away. Unicorn Cupcake, grow guac guacamelons. They're wonderful. Guacamelons. Can you really grow guacamelons? What's a guacamelon? Matt W., there are no water in Southern Cali except what is pumped there from the Colorado River, right? If that's true, time to head east or north. Interesting. Marcus says, hell no, 6 days a week. LOL. Exploitation at its finest. Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking that those hours aren't full days, though. Marcus Thompson says, are you ready for the lockdown, John? Not really, man. I could use some more food. I need protein. A little more protein. Some more greenage. I'll pick that up later, though. Marcus says, what do you think about Scientology? I think it shouldn't necessarily, I don't think it should be a tax-free organization. I don't think that it should be a tax-free organization at all. Seems like a cult. But yeah, I don't know if any organization should be tax-free these days. Right, guys. yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. We're just kind of stuck riding this out. I might do some more of these. I'm going to try to get some interviews with some people. We're all inside, so maybe I'll set up a podcast meeting with Jason Burson of Dermis and ask him just about this stuff rather than, doing our usual Monday martial mental Monday mindset. Martial mindset, yeah. MMA mindset. Martial mindset. I always get the name messed up. But yeah, I'm going to get going, guys, because I got stuff to do, okay? I'm going to try to learn a new song. I'm trying to learn this new one, so I'll play this for you. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, because the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way, because the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back. It's a time that I remember when I did not know pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody says your name. Because I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will someday. Everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody hurts someday. Hey, hey. Everything's gonna be all right. Go and raise a glass and say, here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Because the drinks bring back all the memories. Everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way, because the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back you. Almost good. All right, dude. Thanks for stopping in for the podcast. And it's great to see you guys. Make sure to go to johnfish.net, sign up for the newsletter, and get updates. Go to JohnFish Smash on Instagram, Official JohnFish YouTube, johnfish.net, Twitter. Check it out, and you'll like it. See you guys, and stay safe. Stay away from the roving hordes of Corona zombies. Stock up on ambo and water. I'll check you guys later.